Live for California. My name is Lalo, Jerry Jones.
And you're listening to the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Oh, and you're listening to Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Yes. Awesome, brother.
This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by
Guys Note.
You ready? We're getting the cue? This is some serious business right here.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass him be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimps be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Show number 222. It is... I don't even know what fucking day this is.
Sunday.
So they say.
Sunday what?
July 31st.
30th.
No, tomorrow's the 31st.
30th. I lied.
July. Don't listen to the drunk
30th,
people.
2017. July 30th, 2017. And, oh shit, take the phone away. It makes all sorts of racket. You don't want that recorded.
Sounds nice. Like an Atari video game.
Yes. And,
make a reference for the 40-year-olds.
Atari's got a new one coming out.
That's true.
They do. I am not live at the Temple of Eye. I am live at Azteca.
Azteca.
The Temple of Azteca.
The Azteca Eye.
The Temple of Azteca.
It's actually called Ojo de Azteca.
Is it Azteca or is it Azteca?
Today it's ASS.
If Andy Dick owned the place, it would be called Azteca, though, for sure.
There's not enough metal poles in here for that.
And we are in Garden Grove?
Garden Grove, California.
California.
The band Sublime mentioned them in a song once.
Is Sublime
from
here?
They took this trip to
Sublime from Orange County. They're Long Beach. Oh, actually, no, they're Long Beach. That's L.A.
They're Long Beach, yeah.
But they play down here a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. I am on a trip.
They used to.
But not anymore, though.
I ran into a bunch of guys that...
Just happened upon them.
We're at this restaurant. Decided to sit down and have some food. This is
some
not
random,
the truth at all.
Random Garden Grovians.
Yes. This is all planned.
And I'm really confused. I'm going to say I'm giddy with excitement, but I'm really confused because the only person I know who to call by their name that's sitting at this table is Becky.
Hi.
Because you have 7 names.
Wait a minute.
900, actually.
She was also known by Sharksta. Don't forget.
Yeah, don't that's forget
Sharksta. I'll just call me whatever.
But, yeah, she's fine. But then, am I allowed to say your real name, or are you number two, or are you...
You, it's your show, man.
Human?
I am all of those beings.
Social media username ever?
I am all of those beings.
I mean, it's okay.
Or can we say the...
You can say my real name. I'm Schleppley Hammerstein.
It's Danny Carey from the band Tool.
That's right.
Thank you.
And then you...
Thank you, amazing waiter.
Is the cherub moniker still allowed? Does it still float around?
Whatever.
Does it come around? Does anybody call you that anymore?
Just or are we
just... Just me.
Because I know you killed it on all social media.
Yeah.
You were like, cherub's dead. Fucking killing it right.
Look at him, though. He still looks like a cherub. Just picture him naked in a diaper.
He played, what's
wings.
That song, This Broken Wing? What is that
Take
from the 80s?
Broken Wings.
Yeah.
That's a country.
He played that
a country
a
song?
No.
It's a 80s. Weren't we supposed to do a photo shoot of you being a naked angel?
Yes.
Oh, and I've got my camera with me. Oh, damn.
Turns out.
I say tonight's the night.
Tonight.
In a, yes.
On a pile of like,
we're gonna use yes. it here. We're gonna do it here.
I did sugar tits. You do.
Yeah, you're up, man.
You need to I'm do good. Lego chair.
All right. It's gonna happen. So, this has been like 3.5 years in the making.
Correct. That would
of
be
just
actually correct.
All of us. Well, I guess we should. You guys, y'all three collectively, mm-hmm. where I found out about you guys, met you guys, was you guys were the Ned Files.
We were yes. the Ned Files.
The Ned Files. That sounds familiar. Yeah.
That is a familiar show I'm aware of.
I think it was the only West Coast podcast I knew of at the time, unless you count the Kevin Smith stuff. But
we're up
I mean,
there
they're
with Kevin
famous.
Smith,
we're not famous.
Yeah, the only West Coast non-famous.
But correct. I've never been compared in the same category as Kevin Smith.
I'll
so
take it. I mean,
I'm
I'll
just
take
looking at the positives.
Here we go. I just open up a can of worms. All y'all's heads are just deflating. But, yeah, we were, like, part of a syndicate with...
Oh, that's right. What was that called?
The speakeasy syndicate.
We yeah, all that was, yeah, Whiskey Boy did that,
started
right?
listening
Boy.
To each other, and then I fell in love with you guys, and...
And we fell
we
in love with you.
We fell in love with you.
And the boys.
And then it all turned into a thing. We've got to meet up. We've got to hook up. We've got to go to the desert and do drugs.
We were going to do pot cocky in the desert, and that never happened. There was a half-assed... Well, it was pretty awesome.
Instead, it happened
at Sizzler.
Karaoke
at Sizzler in Fullerton.
At the Sizzler.
And then, last year, we did karaoke at Sizzler in Lake Forest.
That's right. Mix it up.
Always at Sizzler.
I have no idea where either of those two places are.
Sizzler?
No,
Fullerton is not too far from where we are now, and Lake Forest is South Orange County.
Yeah, just other pockets, boroughs of Orange County.
The 900 areas of Orange County.
Like, New York has 5 boroughs, and L.A. has, like, 20.
Yeah, and then Orange
County
has,
like, 50.
35.
Yeah.
Yes. We're in one of them.
I'm out here with Jennifer. Jennifer had a job. She has a client out here, and it just so happened that my schedule has lightened up because of our big vacation next week. Bye.
Lorinda's leaving.
Yes.
Bye.
Eric's wife is leaving. Bye. It was nice to meet you.
Some
see
of you
later.
May know her from Four Sisters in a Bottle podcast.
Yeah, that one too. It's still floating around, isn't it?
There hasn't been any in a while.
It rears its head.
You can still go get the old
it's
episodes.
Out in the podverse.
It's available.
It is available.
They're out there.
But I came out here with Jennifer. She has a client, and things just lined up. That Aiden and I came out with her, and we're going to just run around. And so then it became a mission of trying to get all you guys together. And it really worked because, Eric, you played a show today.
Yes.
I battled the bands with your second band.
Second of
my
many.
Side band.
Your side band.
His side bitch
my
band.
My side bitch.
Where you play sax.
Yes.
Six.
And it was really freaking good.
Thank you.
What's the name of the band?
Awesome.
The Sovereign Artist.
The Sovereign Artist.
I have one of your discs in my bag, and in this episode, I will insert music from that disc.
Oh, sweet. And they were also a potential Vans Warped Tour
When did you find out about that?
Tonight.
Tonight at 9:30 p.m.
Tonight, see, you're lower again.
Tonight.
It's his style, man.
He mumbles. He's cherubing. It's called
because
mumbling.
Because when you're quiet, people listen more. That was always my trick.
Thank you, Lala.
So, like, what time tonight? At the end when everybody
plays?
9:30,
I think.
And I saw
the last band is 9 o'clock.
I saw a giant trophy up there. In
yeah,
the
I saw that too. I was like, "What kind of shit is that?"
Was it like
you
a real
get 70s? A giant trophy if you win?
Like it was a giant,
yeah,
tall,
like a 70s softball tournament.
I mean,
type
I kind of want you to win just so you can get a trophy,
a 3-foot trophy. You tie it to the top of the car to take it home.
American flags on it.
If y'all win that, it's gotta sit on top of the bass drum when y'all play. It's just a giant riser coming up off.
That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Off the front of it.
That's funny.
So
pass
yeah,
around the audience.
This was a battle of the bands. How many bands?
It was like 8 or something? 6?
So
six,
y'all
eight.
Can play...
Today or in general?
Today.
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 This
today
was
the finals.
Finals.
Yeah.
Today was the finals.
And you guys yes. were going for a Warped Tour slot.
Yes. To play the parking lot, probably. The way the shit works, but yeah.
Is it? Are they only giving out one slot?
Yeah, one band.
Hmm. How do you feel about that? Do you like these type of events?
Not really. I think they're just... They care about ticket sales. They don't care about the bands as much, I don't think.
So you're saying they don't care about your feelings?
No. I don't know. It depends on the judges. I don't know who's actually judging or what kind of information they're giving. They're supposed to be judging on performance and stage crowd reaction. So
but
I don't
know
how do you judge
it. Today mattered on what your ticket sales were, correct?
Yes.
I don't want to point anyone out, but I saw one of the judges not paying attention during one of the bands.
I've noticed that a few times.
Did you? Yes. It wasn't your band, but I noticed one of them was on the phone a lot.
You had a guy come back and talk to us.
Angry Birds is an important an important event Angry in Birds. History. Yes.
I think there was a new update to Five Nights at Freddy, and he needed to figure out.
I don't know what that is.
It's a horrible game.
Okay.
So
kids played.
Like, okay, so your main band.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Get the phone.
Jesus Christ.
Is that one of those new waterproof?
I can't take you anywhere.
I knew that was going to happen. These cables
He just wanted to get me wet one way or the other.
I mean.
It's always my goal at every game.
He's getting someone wet, but it might not be you.
I think you were supposed to go the sexual way, not just pouring a drink on him.
I'll take wet any way I can get it.
Is your phone ruined?
No, it's fine.
At my age, any kind of wet is welcome.
God, can't take you anywhere.
That doesn't count as squirting right there.
No,
it doesn't, because that was just kind of spilling. That's
that
not
sort of looked Motel 6, I'm not going to lie.
Now Lolo.
No, that was
name?
Like
Lolo?
A shower faucet going off.
Lolo.
Lolo.
Lolo is going to come out here and clean everything up.
Oh, here he comes.
Now we're good.
He
we're
saw.
Good.
Lolo's the best.
He is the best. Oh, he's bringing a tray.
You're amazing,
he's
sir.
To
thank you.
Lolo.
Thank you, sir.
We can't take
that's,
these idiots
that's how
anywhere.
I express
you know
how much I like this drink.
It's spilling it all over the place.
Thanks so much. Thank
you. Okay, so back before Danley rudely interrupted the show by spraying you with a drink.
This is very Ned Files, right? All the sidebars and distractions,
this is,
right?
I love
hodgepodge
it.
Hodgepodge bullshit.
I'm in the middle of y'all's broadcasting womb. I'm seeing how all this
We're
goes down.
You right now.
I'm watching this. I'm like, this is, holy crap, it's just like old times.
Can I get a napkin?
So your main band was also performed. They made it to the semifinals at House of Blues?
Yes.
And
we lost.
So whose idea was it to get into these? Because did y'all just like, hey, let's just, what the hell? Or do you have someone in your band that really drives and tries to get into these things and stuff?
Actually, we have a manager in Fever Dream. He books it all for us.
Yeah, dude, they're pro.
Yeah.
They're pro,
fucking legit now.
This guy books more shows than they can play.
Danny leaves and they're like, fuck this guy. Yeah. We're going to become legit now.
I left and I find when I leave a band, they get inspired to be very prolific.
You're like the good luck Chuck of music band.
Wow. That's amazing.
You leave a band and they get married.
So, I knew I was going to be sitting at a table with a legit movie star, but I didn't know I was going to be also sitting with a legit rock star that's got a manager.
I don't know if it's say legit yet.
Holy crap! That's playing these Battle of the Bands, going to go to Warp Tour. Hopefully,
maybe.
Do you really want to do that?
I mean,
I think it'd be fun to say you actually did it.
No, for sure.
It is. It is. Yeah. Something cool.
It could happen.
It could.
It's gonna happen.
Dude, that'd be an awesome experience, man.
I believe in you.
Yeah,
how awesome would that be to play a Vans Warped Tour parking lot?
Pretty awesome.
That'd be fucking awesome.
We'd have to pay for parking.
There's gonna be so many cars there.
Listen, if you look at it this way,
so many cars are gonna
hear us. If you look at it this way, the underage kids can't drink inside.
So
they'll be outside drinking.
They'll remember it better.
Right?
They tailgate and they listen to the band.
Okay.
Boom.
That's playing too.
Sold.
Boom. See how that works out?
All of what
magic.
It works out.
It would be awesome. You know how Warped Tour works? Like they shuffle the bands every day. You don't know what the lineup is daily.
So really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Or at least that's the way it used to be, was like you had to show up and see what the lineup was
just
to know.
Yeah.
Because they wanted people there all day, not just showing up for their favorite bands.
That makes sense, actually.
So,
which we did recently.
It would be amazing.
Made sense recently.
If it's like you guys played and then immediately after y'all was Gwar.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I'm going.
Dude, that'd be rad. Fever Dream and Gwar.
Here's Gwar.
We opened up for Gwar.
That would
be hilarious.
Yeah. There's
the
there's another
resident.
The only
thing I know Gwar from is from Empire Records, the movie.
Yes.
That's all I know Gwar
from. That's all
you
need.
Perfect.
That's all I know it.
Amazing.
That's it. It's my Gwar knowledge. You're welcome.
So,
all right. Thank you.
If your bands were two children and they were on a raft drowning.
Oh, no.
And you could only save one.
This is the good son.
The good son.
Yeah, which band is Parker?
Are you saving Macaulay Culkin?
Sophie's Choice.
Are you saving Macaulay Culkin or are you saving Elijah Wood?
Yeah.
Oh, totally Elijah Wood.
But which band is that? We haven't.
I don't know. Macaulay Culkin's kind of fucking hot now. I mean, I don't know if you saw that picture BuzzFeed posted.
Wow, that all it takes is one picture? Really?
Have you seen it?
Elijah Wood was Frodo.
Fuck all of you.
One photo is all it takes. That's amazing.
I never thought I'd...
It's a little disappointing, okay, right?
He looks better. Look, he still looks a little odd, but
universe, go to Twitter, one of those places. BuzzFeed, they posted a picture of Elijah Wood.
You played with your
Twitter. Elijah Wood is not a person.
Elijah Wood?
Macaulay Culkin.
I think that's a country, Malaysia.
Elijah Wood.
He put Malaysia weight Wood. On. Like, he looks like an actual human now. He looks like a human being, and he is gorgeous. You're welcome.
Didn't he tear up, what's her name?
Yes, whatever you're saying.
From that 70s show. He was with her.
The one that Ashton Kutcher's married to.
Yeah,
right?
Mila Kunis. Really?
I think they did date. Yeah.
They were together.
Oh, for a long
That's
time.
That's funny.
What was that super druggy, like, E movie that he did? Like,
Oh, Party Kids, I think it was called?
Yeah,
right?
Party Boy or some
Party
shit.
Party Boy, something like that?
Would that be like a true mark of just awesomeness that you followed Macaulay Culkin?
I didn't follow Macaulay Culkin. Excuse me.
Like you were just banging Mila Kunis, and you're like, yes. You know who else has been here?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
you know, that would be kind of ironic because I'm a huge fan of Mila Kunis.
I am too.
Like, you are, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, she was so gorgeous in...
Always?
I mean, she
Sarah
still
Marshall,
is.
Though.
Yes,
like, she was radiating in
that's
that
when
movie.
I decided if I could have a one, that would be my one.
Can I ask you a very serious question?
Yeah.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
This is a very serious question.
Oh, my God.
Why the fuck are you holding your mic like that?
Like a penis.
You're holding it like a taco. Why?
No, it's like he's guiding a penis into his mouth.
It feels more familiar.
Like a vape. Like a giant cigarette. You got to take a drag.
Well, we did talk about you being a famous actor. We didn't say what genre. And
I do have a Playboy credit.
F movies.
Do you really?
I really do, actually.
He does have a Playboy
It's sort
credit.
Of a mistake, kind of, but not really.
It
it's
wasn't
a little
planned?
Misleading. Yeah.
Are you in one of those softcore videos just standing in the background?
He's in the hallway of an apartment building.
No, I'm in the 2006 Playmate of the Year video, which was Cara Monaco, I think her name was.
She's
I'm in,
hot.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, she was hot. I was like, holy shit. Yeah.
Excuse
yeah.
you.
Well, I was actually working crew, and then they needed somebody...
To stand in the background
they needed,
with
well,
their cock out?
And then they were like, okay, that's not going to work. And they're like,
that.
Well, let's use you for this instead then.
They were like, they saw it and they're like,
They're like, we can't see it.
We didn't say large clitoris. We said large cock.
There's more hair than flesh there, so come be a grip.
He's very well groomed.
Yeah.
Not so much. I'm actually kind of more embracing the natural lately.
Your natural is not. Your natural is still well groomed.
Well,
for
I still
men.
Give it attention, but I'm not. You know.
No, I don't know.
It's manicured.
Huh?
Right. Anyway, yeah. Cara Monaco, 2006 Playmate of the Year. It's a good video. You should check it out.
He's what were you doing in the video?
He's holding her hand, walking down a hallway.
Well, have you ever seen a Playboy? No. Well, they're just like vignettes of these stupid
Skinamax.
Setup scenarios to get the playmate naked, basically every time over and over for an hour. So this one was she's leaving her apartment building going on her daily adventure, but they needed like her to walk by two other people that live in the apartment complex. So it was, you know, some extras basically. So they're like, hey, you, didn't you? You know, I was like, okay, sure. And so that's how it happened.
Weren't you in a Dentine commercial?
Exactly.
Yes, I was. I'll do it.
Right? You auditioned for Mentos once.
Yes, I did.
That'd be glorious. I wish you were in a Mentos commercial.
That would.
Everybody wishes they were in a Mentos commercial.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah,
but that's it, man. That's my one porn credit. That's my one official porn credit, though.
And you've made out with Carmen Electra.
There is a little lip touching for sure. Yeah,
I don't know that I'd say made out.
It was a little,
but he definitely kissed her.
There was some lip touching
in the jacuzzi. Was it the jacuzzi?
Mouth
jacuzzi.
Let's be mouthless.
No, y'all made out,
and that took, you know, several takes, of course. So thankfully,
so the whole time, every time your lips touched
accidentally
hers,
on purpose,
were you going, Dennis Rodman?
That was before Dennis Rodman.
Or Dennis
Rodman.
Oh, it was
pre Dennis Rodman. Oh,
were you going, Prince?
That was. I did actually, and I thought, oh my god, I have Prince's dick on my lips right now. How fucking rad is this? I did actually think that.
And then you stopped, and you go, wait. Is his name Prince, or is he a symbol?
That's right.
Which is it?
That's right.
Do I have the symbol, the artist formerly known as Prince, dick in my mouth?
And I thought, either way, his dick is still the same dick. So
does that mean that I've also had Prince's dick in my
mouth? So by association, you also have had Prince's dick in your mouth.
Super, I feel
that was
awesome.
The highlight of my career, by the way,
and
just having Prince's dick in my mouth.
On your vagina.
Oh my god, I've fucked
been
Prince.
Fucked by Prince.
You have.
Prince? Who's Prince?
You've been mouth.
That was the gay version of Prince, actually.
Who the fuck is
that was his
Prince?
Gay brother.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. I'm okay with that, too.
His French Prince. Gay brother, Prince?
His French gay brother. Oh, god.
So there's that.
Wow.
That's an actual statement that happened. Sorry.
So. He's speechless.
So welcome to California, man.
Welcome. Yeah.
Hi.
But you know what? This was funny. Get off the airplane, walking through the airport. We go down to baggage claim because we did check one bag. We're sitting there waiting, and I guess whoever the mayor of L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Is, what's his name?
Eric Garcetti.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it no longer Vera Rugosa? What the fuck?
Wow.
Vera Rugosa.
Yeah, have you been out of the country for a few years?
I don't pay attention to politics. I hate them.
The dude with his wife's last name?
Yeah, right.
So, that guy. There's a recording and it says, "Welcome to Los Angeles."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
and
about.
And there's a long gap, and then he goes off onto something else, and it's like I was waiting by the restroom because my son wouldn't use the restroom, and in my head I went, "Put a dick in your mouth," from the Hollywood Babylon, Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman.
Right.
As I'm thinking that, a guy next to me goes. And put a dick in your mouth. Holy shit.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking funny. And we started laughing. And I was like, I was thinking the exact same thing right as that. Because there's like a big long gap. Welcome to Los Angeles.
Dude, that's awesome, man.
Put a dick in your mouth.
See, that's the kind of shit you can expect
that's
in LA,
such a
man
thing. Automatically put a dick in your mouth.
Right?
Well, you're saying suck my butt. That's what you always say.
Well, that's nice too.
But that's just from their podcast.
For the record,
like,
I don't
that.
Suck butts. I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It tastes like pennies.
So you've done it sometime to know that it tastes like pennies.
One time, and it was like touching a battery.
Well, he's eating healthier now, so it might taste different.
Was it his?
It's true. It was.
Oh, okay, good.
It was.
It was just fresh out of the shower. I suspect, in my theory of what went down, was
soap.
Maybe a little
possibly,
kind of a soapy
but it
action.
Was very penny-like.
Usually that leads to blood, and we might have to have some things checked out.
Do you have anal fissures, babe?
I might actually have a...
butt tulips?
That. All of that.
Butt tulips?
That's what Stubbs calls them.
Pink sauce.
Butt tulips. That's a good band name, by the way.
Butt tulips. Well, it's not taken.
Butt tulip? I would totally be in that band. Yeah. Ooh, I like it a little.
Baby should join that band.
Make that band right now.
Make it.
Do it.
But
do it. But
to let's get it started, then quit
new
it.
Band.
Yeah. I'll get it going, and then once they, you know, then I'm like,
once they get some steam.
Question: when will you have the time for this band?
I got 5 minutes every other Thursday.
Hop on Craigslist and immediately put "But Tulips is seeking."
You know what? Actually,
members.
That's a great idea to put like a fucked
fake
up
ads.
Kind
see
of
fake ads back. On Craigslist,
and then totally fuck up your genre. Like it's just the most wild ass thing
you
ever.
Know what?
We're psychedelic hillbilly.
I'm gonna do that.
Blast beat. Industrial
hip hop.
You know when is the show? When is the show going to air? When is the show airing?
It tomorrow. Will air. No, it will air next week. Not
perfect.
Not this Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
So I have time. I'm going to actually post an ad. This way, you'll have time to. You can read it and then edit that into the show by the time it airs.
There we go.
I'm going to.
In all seriousness,
he's
that won't
forget.
Happen.
Yeah,
this won't actually happen.
Happen.
But hopefully, if Mandy was here,
not happen.
She would actually put that on the list of things to do.
Okay, so I barely miss Mandy. From the way it sounds.
Yeah, you barely missed her.
Who was super fan of Ned's.
She left at 1:30.
You missed her by hours, man.
Hey, thanks for sticking around, Mandy. Appreciate it. I'm going to blame it all on her.
She had a 6-hour drive. Fuck.
To get to work.
Hey, she could have taken the day off tomorrow.
She could have.
Everybody else is.
But she's dedicated to her practice.
She's all about the work.
I took tomorrow off. Because I knew fucked upness would happen. That's a word I just
put a dick in your mouth.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, just barely missed her. I was kind of sad because it would have been nice to finally have met her face to face in person.
Hi, Mandy.
Mandy Pants.
Hi, Mandy.
She hates the whispering.
Let's just do it.
The rest of the time. Mandy.
Thank you. Congratulations.
That sounds stalkerish. Like you were about to attack her from behind.
Mandy.
I see you.
Wow. Calm down, sire.
That's crazy.
So I just want to say we appreciate you having to take the initiative to come out to California just to make this happen.
To meet us.
That several
I'm
times
so
now.
So glad that you guys have come out
so
to all of our events.
Yeah.
And
we worked so hard to make it there, too.
And y'all, I mean, I know you two have flown over several times.
So
like,
much
I'm
going to
flush the airplane
spent.
Toilet as
well. You know how people see Californians are assholes?
I mean, we're no,
it's
the true. Best.
It's totally true.
Yeah, it's totally
we're
true.
We're totally true.
I mean, lazy as fuck.
Yeah. Lazy assholes.
Pretty much.
This is the first time we have recorded together in 2 years?
I was just about to ask that. Two years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Happy pot-iversary, Trub.
Hey, buddy.
To the date.
Hey, buddy. Has good to see you again.
To the date. No,
I miss you so much.
To the date. That would have been amazing.
That would be hilarious.
What if someone looked
Let's
it up and it's actually
like,
Files. Oh, it is.
I think it was May, though. I think May was the last.
We could go back to the messages.
When, okay, so are you guys still doing y'all show?
Yeah, the Sticks and Stones podcast?
Yeah. It's still going?
Yeah.
How frequently?
My feed's not updating.
Okay. It's an open door.
I was going to say, I haven't seen anything it's an open in a really policy. Long time.
It's like, y'all were like
whenever
doing
we get a chance.
Weekly.
Yeah, we were. And now it's like once a month
it's
if we're
when
lucky.
It can happen.
Okay, so I need to figure a few things out here. Being, I've said in the past, well, I've told you guys, when I came out to L.A. and California, Southern California, I was always on the north side of downtown in the Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Fancy
Hollywood.
Fancy part of
because that's where I like
he's
to hang
fancy
out.
As fuck.
Y'all drag me down to this hole in the wall.
You like to hang out with the society.
Fucking Garden Grove. Realness.
It was funny. I was sitting at a light surrounded by a Lamborghini, a Bentley, and a Tesla, and I'm in a rental Toyota or
those
whatever.
Those were just
that
the butlers, too.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Those are the nannies.
The nanny cars.
Mannies.
But, okay, so we're on the south side. We're down here in this Garden Grove area. How far away do you live?
Mac, 20 minutes away.
Where do you live at?
Right by Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park.
In Buena Park, okay. Is Knott's Berry Farm worth it?
No, really not.
I
no.
like okay. Knott's.
Now, kids, how's your... You have...
12.
Yeah, totally, for a 12-year-old.
Yeah, he might like it. Does he like roller coasters? Like
if one of us are with him, yeah.
And they're not totally crazy roller coasters.
No, they're not crazy roller coasters. That's what I'm saying.
I took him on, like, he really wanted to ride our Batman at Six Flags. Mm-hmm. And it's a suspended...
your feet hang off the end of it or whatever it is?
Yeah, you hang underneath the track. And those ones are fun. I think it does 6 inversions. You go upside down 6 times. Yeah. And he loved it.
Okay.
No, nice.
And this was like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. He might be bored.
Fucked up,
so. He might be bored with knots.
I love roller coasters.
I was like, you really want to ride that? It really shocked me when he said, I want to go ride that. I was like... Do you know what it's doing? I mean, watch what these people are doing and watch your legs dangle. And it's a weird sensation, but let's go. Took him up there and he was a champ. He loved
That's
every
awesome,
minute
dude.
Of it. So,
awesome. Yeah, definitely not Knott's. He'll be bored with Knott's.
He will.
Yeah.
Not Scary Farm he might like. So if you like come in October time, September, October,
actually, you would
might like that.
Oh, scary. Yeah.
It's more like mazes, like scary mazes.
Okay.
You can still go
they do that at our Six Flags, so yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's pretty solid.
They do Fright Night at Six Flags.
Yeah, that's what
I haven't done this the Bloody Mary, Queen Mary one yet.
No.
Okay, so that's not far from here.
No, we're actually close to where we are,
and I was thinking about going down there. Y'all toured it with Mandy, right?
We did tour Mandy the first time she came down. There's also, well, there was a Russian submarine. No one can breathe down there, but it was cool to see.
Can't breathe
that's where that picture we took with the Russian, like, kind of captain hat sort of deal. And I know that's...
Is it still there?
German. Your German thing or
no,
your Russian
No, but I wear
thing?
The Russian.
Yeah, this
no,
was, like, Russian. 2 years ago. It might be. It's like
or
a little
Or did they make
submarine.
It go away because, you know...
Well, maybe.
There's all sorts of Russian stuff
now.
Going on.
There's a deal with Trump. They took it back.
But there's
all sorts of rumors.
There's a haunted tour you can do at the Queen Mary. We did it during the day. I bet it's probably much better at night.
Or if you're on drugs.
I had a friend stay there, and her and her mom got so creeped out that they checked out in the middle of the night.
Serious?
They kept smelling perfume.
No. That's
and it wasn't like I'm... Like, it just is everywhere, you know, like lingering. It was like, they said they were hitting walls of perfume. They'd come in and out of perfume, and it was very, like, narrow sections.
Who was this?
And they kept feeling like they had a presence on them.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't feel anything. I wanted
there's a friend
to,
of
but
mine
I didn't
back in Texas.
Feel anything there.
What if it's possible that both of those two friends didn't really want to stay there, so then I was like, you know, I'm going to freak
her
out
shit up.
To scare her so we can leave and go stay where I really want to stay. And they're both thinking that, but didn't want to be assholes.
They could have been. And it That's might have been their first time to California, and shit out here is legal. And there's no telling what.
Maybe.
You know, you got...
I mean, it's still cool to see. We didn't see anything. They
it
did
is
like
actually
a
cool,
tour,
just the history,
like
actually.
The
history.
The boiler room.
Yeah.
I told Jennifer we should stay there tonight.
Since
it's
actually,
cool.
That'd be really cool.
That'd be
didn't
cool.
they just remodel it? I thought they remodeled it and it got a whole new thing going on.
But it's not that much.
No,
it's not bad. It's not. It's totally worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, worth for it. What it is. It's not that much. You know, there's, it's like a medium rate hotel back home.
Okay.
So I was like, when I saw the cost, I was like, yeah, we should totally should stay there one night. Just say,
yeah, yeah.
We stayed
cool.
on the Queen Mary. And
yeah, sure.
We they either lived you, through it or we didn't.
Yeah, they take you into one of like the supposed most haunted rooms. They take you to the swimming pool area where there's supposed to be like a little girl that haunts that area and see shit.
It's actually just one of their midget janitors that people always mistake for the little girl.
That's exactly what it is.
You have experience with a ghost.
I do when I was little.
Wait, is that the one you're talking about?
Is this real?
The like green object I saw?
I thought the one that touched you in bad spots.
I feel like you're thinking of like, another person.
Those are good spots.
No, when I was like 7, shortly after my grandpa died, I saw like my shadow turned green and got bigger and I screamed and my parents came running into the room and they like turned on all the lights and they didn't see anything and then I got in trouble because I woke up my little brother. And then when I was like 15...
What age was this?
The I first was like time? 7 or 8. I was
you,
8.
You were
into
psychedelics
brother,
really early.
Yes, that's exactly
like,
what
I
it was.
The mushrooms.
But I'm, like, till this day, I can remember extinct, like, distinctive? What's the word?
I'm going to let you just kind of figure
word.
It out.
I remember that, and it was very specific, and I can still picture it. Like, shoelaces of the tennis shoes, everything. I can still see it to this day.
Were they Jordans with purple laces?
That's exactly, yes. Like Carolinas. Like Carolinas.
I want his shoes.
Yeah,
he
dude.
Was fanboy.
That was one of the first things we both noticed. I was like, fuck yeah, he's wearing Jordans.
I didn't even know.
Really? That is the most fucking bitch girlish thing I've ever heard of in my yeah, entire like, life. Like, oh, look, his shoes are awesome.
Yeah, we kind of chicked out there.
Like, just for a minute. Jordans. We came back.
So dumb.
We came back,
they were
though.
Cool. They were great Jordans yeah. with purple laces. They were
really
said yeah, they reminded really cool. him of the Back to the Future shoes.
They did. Okay. They were really cool.
A little bit, like inspired by.
That's funny. I didn't notice his shoes.
Yes. All of that.
So when did the ghost touch you in the bad spot?
Yesterday.
Oh, that was me. I'm sorry. You were really messed up last night.
I wasn't, but it was fun. Huh. Oh, are you? I know what he's talking about. When we went to Oregon... Right? Yes. Do you remember when we were staying at Emily's?
Oh, fuck. I kind of do. Refresh my memory a little bit.
That was the most awkward. Okay. So
that's right. You were raped by a fucking ghost, kind of.
Possibly. Finger raped. So yeah,
that's what I was talking about.
Okay, I completely story. Forgot, I totally forgot about that until now.
I did too.
Oh, shit. I didn't
so
mean
we
to.
Staying,
did you go, have you been going to like a psychologist
therapy?
Or
well,
yes. to forget this
right.
and I just brought it up?
Backed it up.
$10,000.
I said finger raped really loud and they're looking at me now. So we were staying
New
at
band-aid.
Emily's and we were like sleeping and then he started like fingering me and it was like super aggressive but like the way you were talking was not how you were and I was like this is not you and it felt very unnatural but it was still awesome.
Unnaturally good because normally it's really awkward.
It was very...
And since then have you been chasing the dragon?
Yes. I don't know what that means but yes.
It means you've been wanting that same thing to
that,
happen again, but
yes.
it just doesn't happen. So
you willed it to
happen. Keep trying and trying and trying.
It was weird. It was really weird because it was very much not.
Didn't I not remember it the next day?
He
though?
Didn't even remember doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I have no recollection of it.
You were very. He was like
possessed,
and like the way he was like talking to me because he doesn't usually talk. To
what
me
did my voice sound
happened.
Like? Was it kind of like a Barry White, real low and sexy? Or?
That no,
no,
no. But you were like saying things that you don't usually
like
say.
Like a Paul Rubens kind of
Peter
Hermit?
Telling me to come, and you don't usually tell me. Like, it just happens.
I told you to come?
Yes!
I
Paul
demanded Rubens. You to come.
You did!
And then you came.
And it happened.
That's hot.
But it
hot.
Was fucking weird. It was so, like, not...
I demand you to come.
It was kind of like in, like, a growly... I'm dead serious. It was, like, a semi-growly kind of voice, but, like, really,
oh,
like, whispery. Kind of
creepy, actually.
It was
do you,
very,
have,
like,
do you have a death metal Batman? Voice in you?
And like, after it happened, I remember I was like, I need to go to the bathroom and...
Did you really?
The situation, and I woke, and Emily was still awake, like on the couch, and I walked out of the bedroom, and I was like, awkward, and then I went and cleaned up, and came back to bed, and you were fucking asleep.
Wow. Tell like, me more about the cleanup
asleep.
Part.
Oh, I just went pee and like wiped up.
What was going on? Did you finish?
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you squirt?
I don't remember.
Oh, I
no,
forgot
because
you guys were
I
here.
Feel like there.
I forgot you guys were here.
I feel like there would have had to been more towels down if that happened.
I don't think demons are gonna like. Let me put towels down before I rape this
They're
portal.
Kind of considerate. I don't know if you remember, but demons are quite considerate
They like
creatures.
To move beds around.
They do.
So that way you can...
That's awesome. You remember that. I completely forgot about that.
I did too.
Wow. Yeah, because y'all used to always bring it up all the time, and I was like...
It was
And I don't think
weird.
I ever heard the original story till just now.
It was so weird.
Because I thought it was a real ghost. You felt like a real ghost, right? Because
no,
you see
it was
those...
him, yeah. But it didn't... It was like... It didn't feel like
that.
Him. It felt like it was
that's
someone else.
That's why I think
else.
I forgot it, because it was like, oh, that's right. You told me about that happening. Yeah.
It was so
Did you ever
weird.
Look down and like his whole body's levitating, but his hand's all going,
oh, my God.
Jackhammer speed.
No, but it was very weird. It was very weird.
Since then, has it ruined sex worse?
But great.
Have you always wished, like, fuck, where's that
yeah.
demon?
I've been meaning to tell you.
Really?
Chasing the dragon. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Nice.
So if
Maybe
you
tonight.
Could,
I don't know.
It might.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's when you just bring in a stranger and you sit there and you say things and then another
Eric,
hand.
Eric, what are you doing later?
I might have.
Eric, what are you doing later?
No.
Behind the door.
No. No.
Hey, this won't count as your one either.
It's not. I love you, but no.
In fact, just, if you do it, it'll be your negative one. It'll actually gain you an extra.
Like,
you'll have a
it
two.
It will like backlash.
You remember his one?
Yeah.
Like, okay, that sucked. Yeah.
Have
we'll
you cashed in on that yet?
Nah.
Are you going to?
I don't know.
I don't
Probably
think
not.
You ever should, because I think it will backfire on you.
Probably.
It will very
Has there ever
much
been any time you're
you.
Kind of like, hey, I do have that one. Have you come across
every
it?
Time every time you see a hot chick, you're like,
so,
oh, hey,
like,
it's
every
more
day?
Fun to have the idea in the back of your head.
Don't do it. I'm
do
telling
it.
You, yeah. as a woman, don't do it. She may say she wants you to, and she really very well might, but once it happens... You can't undo it. And
honestly,
she will
that's good
not
advice, but that's only one person's advice. Just take that into consideration.
So,
don't fucking listen to him.
It's not if this happens. I mean, you have the ability to do it. You
yeah.
know, you've been given it.
The freedom.
The freedom. Like, what would you spend it on? Would you go find some random person at a bar drunk? Would you want someone that's talented in the arts to maybe train you,
do you
show
want
you
some
things,
or do you
some
want
someone from
some
the Frick Fracks?
Familiar?
Or you know, would you be like you know, does she have a sister?
Yes.
That's
you,
one.
Have you no. ever been like,
don't.
Man, her sister's kind of hot? And I'm just throwing no. that out there,
like a BOGO.
Like I'm just saying, Bible like
a BOGO.
Or something. Or would you spend it on like someone you know? But that
I think
might make
you have to
weird.
Be a stranger. Wouldn't it have to
I
be
feel like in that type of situation, it would have to be a stranger that you're never going to see.
Yeah,
again.
That's what I would assume.
Maybe best, but you know, if you're going out for like just all out experience, maybe mix it up. Be a little, you know, a little risky.
And like, this is a pretty big city. Like, you could hook up with someone.
I'm sure I could find a stranger.
You could drive the other side of town, hook up with a stranger, and then.
Spend $50.
Don't have to worry about it.
Well, Beach Boulevard here in Orange County is notorious for prostitution. So.
That is true.
And
hold
drugs.
On, let me write that down.
I sat on a jury for Beach Boulevard drugs.
Oh, I thought yeah, that was going somewhere
Beach,
else.
Beach Boulevard.
I
is
sat
like,
on a, talk about that.
It's also
on
called
a
vagina
a needle.
Buffet. Is what it, it's
vagina
like
a, buffet.
Yeah, it's just vagina up and down.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Chlamydia buffet.
Need to go.
Well, it's free chlamydia with every order of vagina.
All right, so I have a lot of observations I need to ask you guys about.
Okay, shoot.
Because now that you brought that up. The condom signs here, the billboards, are really weird.
There's condom billboards?
I don't even notice them.
I've seen a few lately.
There's
yeah.
one on the 405, and I was
this
looking
the
at it, reading
LA
it.
Thing?
I
There's
guess
a couple
so.
Here.
And it says, it was something like, instead of for pleasure, just do it to stop STDs.
Yeah, okay. yeah.
That's and a then, thing?
And it was a giant condom just unrolled across the entire billboard. And then there was another one that said, God, it was worded weird, and I had to sit there and think about it for a while, but it was something like, let's just not do STDs, or let's just not STDs. It was like worded very strange. I was like, who?
Probably
oh,
don't
no.
have
you
an
know
STD.
What that is? There's a new ad initiative here in Southern California to get like a lot of foreigners where there's broken English in the ads. So I think that's why.
It helps with the
yeah.
population across
right.
the border.
Exactly.
No. Take out the important words.
I was
sitting
going.
There you go.
For like a flash of a second, I thought you were serious. And then I was like, okay, where is he going with this line of shit?
Absolutely, he's never serious.
I know. And I'm like, okay, wait a second. Where's he going with this?
So another thing driving down the 405.
It's so funny, all the shit we did is just like normal. And I love outside perspective.
Is the, like... I guess the homeless people just set up their tent cities along the highway.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that way,
most of LA, yeah. So
if a
like
car loses control, comes over the
that you're crashing into someone's home.
The shoulder of the road. You're taking out a tent city and probably killing like seven homeless people.
That's a village. Yeah. That's
like,
a village.
That's where they are. Mm-hmm. They're just right there. Yes. Jennifer and I were blown away. And last time I was out here, it seemed like all those tent cities were along in downtown or on Venice Beach.
Oh, it's all over now. Especially Orange County Evans.
Right next to Angel Stadium.
Yeah. Right down the Santa Ana River.
It's Have you ever been to Skid Row in L.A.?
Downtown.
Yeah.
It's depressing as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
That's like spreading everywhere now.
Did you know Park Avenue leads to Skid Row?
I did not.
Oh.
Did
you know Ricky was a young boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a heart of stone.
Worked 9 to 5. He worked his fingers to the bone.
To the bone. Did know that.
Okay. Accidents will happen.
I don't know the rest.
They all heard Ricky say.
This is done.
He fired his 6 shots in the wind. That child blew a child
still
away.
Still going on?
Oh, damn.
We're still doing this.
Oh, damn.
You want to go to another one?
Sure. Moving on.
I woke up to hear the sound of pouring rain.
This is happening,
what
folks.
What song is this?
This is Bon Jovi.
Okay.
No, that's
Skid Row. That was Skid Row. He just did Bon Jovi.
No, I didn't. That was I Remember You. Skid Row.
I don't look. I have a lot of...
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Break it down, Drunky.
Suck all my dicks, all of you.
How many do you have now? Earlier you had 2. Did you grow 14. More?
Can we legit count?
They're just big. It's just one big one, but it looks like multiple penises.
Consensus. Penis consensus. Go.
I have over 6 at least.
Do you have a big trunk and then like
don't
several
have a
offshoot
trunk, but I do
from
have a
that
black
trunk?
Bag in my closet that has skull and crossbones on it.
Jesus.
Huh?
This is where all our sex stuff is. It's in a black bag in my closet.
It really
in the
does.
Back left corner, there's a lot of sexual stuff in there. A videotape.
In fact, there's
toys.
A few things in there that the Jerry Jonestown
there
Massacre
There are some things
sent
that
out.
You guys gave us.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
are
you still
in
have
that
those
bag.
Things?
Yes, we do.
Have they ever been used?
For that creepy fucking old
yes.
man face.
The do two they, that we took, they have been used.
Do they work?
You used them?
Did you work?
You
did they make
playing
you
with
go
that
to places?
Half.
They made us go to places.
High five.
They did make us. We took 3 back, right? We took. Did you give him like a. No,
that creepy old man. Fucking
you said,
yeah,
you,
that one was
you
weird.
For like 2 hours fingering that thing
fucker.
In the studio.
That was creepy. Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's
that
right.
thing.
Like,
you went
yeah.
and cleaned it and used it.
No, yes. not the creepy old man one. I couldn't. That was no.
No, that nobody took that
the
one.
The one where you're like, you're okay. actually like,
thank you,
fucking the old man's face.
So my wife. Oh no, it's just right here. It's all. It's
stand by.
I only hear my left ear.
Yeah.
That's
so
okay.
My wife was did. What the hell's the name of that place?
Oh,
right there.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh, there we go. We're back.
What are they called? It's that Pure Romance. Do y'all have
Pure
that
Romance.
Out here?
Nobody have heard of it.
It's like a pyramid scheme for sex toys.
Yeah.
It's, no, you know, it's
really?
Like
it's like selling
Mary
the,
Kay or
like
what's
the big thing now is It Wraps.
Yeah,
I have
like
no
that
idea.
Weight loss.
Melaleuca. Do
you
have Melaleuca
in the world of sex
no.
toys?
No, okay. It Wraps is really big right now.
Strive. I think, or Trive, or whatever the hell that thing is.
Okay,
anyway. It's basically like, you know, you start selling these sex toys, they send you a whole inventory, you start selling them, and then you recruit people to be underneath you,
okay.
and you make money.
Oh my god, that's
sell
like
stuff.
That Monavie wine drink
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's
was
like
out.
All the, like,
it's total
Herbalife
that's
and all
hilarious.
That
Herbalife,
bullshit.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Scientology. It's all the same thing. It's a pyramid scheme. So... She started doing that, and she got, like, this shit ton of inventory. They sent her a ton of stuff, and that's where the stuff came from, was, like, she had all this spare stuff, and I was like...
I'm not going to lie. That was the most favorite boxes I've ever opened in my life. Not only did
box.
It have sex toys in it, it was full of, like, porn, like ripped-up porn magazines. It was the best thing ever in life.
Of all the boxes I've opened.
Yes.
That was from...
that was
I learned that
box.
From my best friend growing up. He would send me stuff from Apple,
mm-hmm.
and it would be a nice... brown box and you'd open it up and it'd be like shredded Hustlers.
That's hilarious. That's right. That was all like
yeah, it was like
hilarious.
Shredded porn mags.
Yeah.
But we use still you use
that
little like
that.
Fleshlight-ish type thing.
Not the old man face
thing.
One.
There's one
not
like
that
vibrator
one.
That I use occasionally and then we use like the cock ring, like the vibrating cock ring a couple times.
Oh yeah, yeah, we did use that one actually. That was interesting.
That's
yeah.
fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, friend
Gracias.
That provided that.
Do y'all both call out our names?
Always.
He screamed out everyone individually.
One screams out, one goes, Matt! And the other one goes, Dustin! As y'all
yes,
both climax
like just
together.
Go back and forth.
Matt,
with all
Dustin,
of your names.
Matt, Dustin!
Yes.
All we ask is that you just go, you look at each other as you as you reach the peak, as everything's about to be released, yes. You just go, Happy Tuesday!
Can't do it until we say it.
You know, yep. Maybe we should record ourselves doing that.
That'd be awesome.
Send that into the show. Just right at that.
Yes.
Right at that.
Maybe we should.
Perfect moment.
Eric, yeah, add that to the list of things that won't happen.
Did you keep anything? Yeah, that's a long list so far.
Do you still have the spaghetti?
No.
Fuck. The pubes? I was hoping you
did. Oh, the
pubes.
I mean, I might have them somewhere. Pubes. I might have tossed them. I don't remember.
That was in your table. Did you ever check in the table again?
Yeah.
Something sort of rotting, by the way, that you sent us.
One of them got moldy. I'm pretty sure it was the spaghetti one. It got moldy.
That might have been Matt's pubes.
I know
with
I kept it for a while.
It was hilarious.
It eventually got thrown away.
Seth probably. Had what? Mustard?
And
Matt's
money?
Had spaghetti. Mustard and money. That's right, yeah. Matt's had spaghetti. Yours had money in it.
And that
yours
was mine. Mine was just money. And glitter?
Glitter.
Glitter in there?
Money, blood, and glitter. Yes, that was glorious.
Little baggies of pubes.
That was,
you use
that
those sound bites for your openings.
They were,
don't you?
Yeah. They are still in there.
And they were like little tiny dick, like bachelorette party types.
The still straw the best care package I've ever been a part of. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mandy was there for that, right?
Mandy was there for that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was the first time she came down.
I think that's what really scared her from us.
Probably. You're probably 100% accurate. Yeah.
I remember her sitting on the couch just in shock.
She was totally like, just kind of like.
She didn't say shit.
Yeah.
So she was totally.
It would have been awesome if like one of the vibrators disappeared. She was the one with it.
Oh, man. My God. I'm going to buy her one. No, that might make her uncomfortable.
Mandy. Well, she lives on her own, right?
Yeah. I'm going to buy her a Sabian.
Oh, my.
The Sabian thing? That big.
Those things.
Is that the puncher?
No, you ride it like a saddle.
It's like a mechanical bull kind of thing. It's like a saddle. And it's got like.
I thought it was like the one we saw last night.
No.
It's got different attachments.
I want one of those, though.
That looks pretty good, right?
It does look
that
fun.
Puncher? You guys seen that puncher?
There's like a mechanical, like they call them fuck
When did you
machine.
See, it's see a, this last night?
Watched, yeah. We were up to 4:30.
We were on Digistream.
Christ,
dude.
I was like, weren't you guys over there? What the
hell? I was
after they left.
When we were in bed, he put on this like sex show. And they're like these people talking about sex. Especially, there's like this orgasm meditation where like you just like rub the female's clitoris.
It's a certain sort of clitoral
They don't
come,
but they do orgasm.
It's a body orgasm.
I don't know what the fuck the difference is.
Yeah, we were trying to figure that part out.
So there's that, and it's like meditation.
Oh.
And then they were talking about like a fuck machine where there's like a dildo on this machine and it rotates and it like you can
I've seen
control
those.
Yes,
the
puncher.
Of those kind of
yeah. 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 Yeah, like a dildo puncher.
For those listening at home, my fist is out. It's going in, out.
I want
in,
one.
Out, in, out. You deserve one.
Would you mold
Thanks,
it
I
after
do.
His fist?
No, she wants.
Not fist, but yes.
Really? I thought you would want to like, you know, kind of go, you know, a little more impressive penis.
No, I'm good with it.
Oh, well, all right.
Maybe your tongue. Yes, that.
Just like a
all of that.
Like a 6-inch version of my tongue?
No, just all you what you do, that's what I want.
How do you get that in a machine?
Just the mold
I'll make
of,
it
the,
happen.
Of the bottom half of your face.
Let's make the liquor.
Your tongue.
Yes, that's what I want.
They have those.
What happened if he got like jaw cancer or something and everything had to go? Would that
That'd be
like
the
kill you?
Saddest day of my
That'd
life.
Suck.
That would
Although
totally
also
suck.
Happy because you wouldn't have to listen to my bullshit anymore.
That, but
I don't know. Did they weigh out each other?
Your tongue is my favorite asset. I'm not gonna lie.
I'll take that.
Yes, all of that.
Hearing that it was my penis would have been better, but I'll take the tongue.
I mean, I'm not gonna. I mean,
it goes tongue, then big toe, and then.
I mean, he does have nice feet, and he likes to show them off. But
then maybe your earlobes, and then penis.
Your nostrils, and then your eyeballs,
and then my really large clitoris.
That.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, your butt tulips may rank before.
It's possible.
The inflamed anus. Yes.
Your mouth is glorious.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey,
you have a pretty mouth.
What's up?
All right, so you didn't take anything out of the box?
No, I didn't keep anything.
No.
None of the sexual stuff.
Lorinda did.
What did she keep?
She kept some vibrators. There was some vibrators in there. She took one.
There was like a crap ton in there, if I remember right.
There was
right.
a lot of stuff in there.
Maybe
there
she
was...
did. I didn't keep it.
Have you
I think
felt
you
any of them
kept
on you?
He secretly kept the secret old creepy man mouth.
I didn't.
You
Have
did.
You felt anything?
We didn't take the man mouth. We
yeah,
took
no,
the
we
vagina
got
sleeve.
No, the creepy man mouth that
we
was blue.
The
He's got it.
Blue color. Yeah.
That needs to be on your mantle. Because that thing
was
so weird.
She put that like in a case and just set it there.
Can you believe that's a product?
I'm thinking. Like, I'm trying to figure out who's putting their dick in that.
That's an actual thing that exists in life.
A gay guy?
No, they're not either. It was really weird. Like
someone with a daddy complex.
Terrifying.
It looked like what's Mr. Burns on?
Mr. Burns.
It's Mr. Burns. That's his name. Mr. Burns. His name is Mr. Burns.
Exactly what his name is.
Yeah, that guy.
Are we too loud?
It looked like him.
No.
with a sex toy? Because I get loud. I forgot I had it.
You're talking about your man mouth.
And I just want to punch the fuck out of her vagina with this machine.
Vagina punching is a thing. Garden Grove. Jeez.
This is a restaurant.
We are the only ones. No, we're the only other table here. There's one more table.
And they don't care. They're in their own world.
They love it.
I think he keeps reaching the
That's
table.
That's the secretary over there. He's probably joining.
We could probably, like, if they were reaching it. If you look closely, can you see your underwear? Okay. Nope, not yet.
So, next question about out here.
Okay.
Because I really like these questions go, like, I was talking to you about homeless people on the side of the highway, and we got the punching machines. That was an interesting tangent how we got there, but okay. So the
so basically half the population's homeless out here.
Yeah, so you got to find that video on Facebook.
I have a video. I have a theory about that. Yeah. Is that homeless people just migrate west?
Yeah,
because it's warmer.
And then once they get here, there's nowhere else to go.
Right,
you're on the coast.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
And like, what are they going to do? They can't go anywhere. I mean, it's
that's why they haven't built a land bridge to Hawaii, because Hawaii's like, fuck that. We don't want that.
We don't want all that. We don't have
a land bridge.
Was it Mandy or Pammy who found the last time we went to Venice when Mandy was down? There were two homeless people fucking in one of the bathrooms. She walked in, opened the stall, and there were two homeless people fucking.
Well,
in there.
People have said that about us when they've walked in on us having sex.
Probably, yeah.
The videos like I've seen, yeah.
When we have sex, we look homeless.
Well, you were in a porta potty when you shot that video,
yes.
So it was kind of weird.
On a construction site.
And then that other one was in a Maytag washer box, so it was kind of strange.
In the porta potty, I lubed up with the actual chemicals also.
So today, one of the stops we made coming in was Santa Monica Pier.
Okay.
And wanted to show my son that and the rides and stuff. And as we're standing, they wanted something to eat, so they went to one of those little restaurants up there on it. And as we're waiting for the food, we went and overlooked the pier, and we're standing right where the beach and the ocean meet. Mm-hmm. So we're watching the waves come in and people hanging out on the beach stuff. And we look down, and there's these two homeless people just beating the shit out of each other.
A bum fight?
Yeah, and...
bum fights.
My son is very, I guess...
impressionable.
Innocent, like he doesn't like stuff like that, so he's just looking away. It's like, these two guys are beating the hell out of me. Give
That's
me my camera.
Though.
Give me my GoPro.
So he said, you have a camera?
I'm all wanting everything, you know? And he's like, I was like, look, they're beating the crap out of each other. Oh my God, this is shocking. And he just wouldn't look. He's like, I'm not looking at it. I'm not looking at it.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty awesome, though.
That's kind of cool. Wow. And I was like,
you're raising a little Gandhi, man. That's awesome.
And I well, it's kind
of
weird.
Just to let him starve himself. Thinking,
no. I don't think I have anything to worry about that. I have to work overtime just to feed that boy.
He's a growing boy.
Yeah. He's at that age where everything is spurting through, and it's crazy. But, yeah, I was like, we were watching two homeless guys just beat the crap out of each other for a while. He finally turned and walked away, and I just kept watching them going,
welcome to L.A.
Put a dick in your mouth.
100%.
But I was like, how does this end? You're in a public beach. There are public people all around you just not even paying attention to you guys. There was one guy like 10 feet from me who was one of those little kachi vendors, you know, just selling whatever.
Like a street artist.
Even that.
Maybe.
And he was like cheering them on. And besides him and me, that was it. No one else was paying attention. I was like,
it's like a normal.
That's the beauty of LA, man. That's why I love LA. It's like you can do whatever the fuck you want, and no one cares.
Because they've seen it all.
I think that's it. I think that's why the homeless are all along the highway.
Dude, it's awesome.
Probably
man.
Nobody pays any attention.
Nobody
to
cares.
My little brother, beauty. Where he lives in North Korea. Koreatown. He lives in Hollywood in Koreatown.
And that's my next question.
There's literally people. Homeless people, like in tents that live outside of his building on the sidewalk.
And from what, like, okay, my sister-in-law, she moved out here and she lives probably 10 minutes from here.
Okay.
In Long Beach. She said that we were talking about this the other day, that it's a hassle to move the homeless people because.
That's why there's.
I guess the county and the city have both enacted laws to where the cops just can't come through there with, like, one of their armored tanks and spray them with a fire hose or whatever. Yeah.
Pretty much they can set up wherever they want.
Yeah.
The city of Tustin, another borough of Orange County, they are gone so far where the homeless are actually at City Hall and their court where the city is like, okay, you guys can be right here. So if you go to City Hall for the city of Tustin, you'll see a little tent community.
So if you lived in that city...
And Tustin's a really, you know, kind of more upscale kind of community, too.
If I was a tax-paying citizen in that community, it would piss me the fuck off.
Yeah, I'm sure... I bet it is, yeah. Especially South Orange County. I mean, that's kind of more
Yeah,
like
you
the,
start getting yeah, more and more rich as you get
yeah.
yeah
further south.
We live in the fanciest fuck prissy Orange County.
Okay, how far are y'all from here?
30
like
minutes.
Like half an hour.
Yeah.
And what town is that?
Rancho Santa Margarita, like Mission Viejo area.
Okay, I think Seth's sister lives in Mission.
Oh, yeah?
I thought she lived in San Diego.
No, she lives right up this way, I think.
Oh, shit, that's like right by us.
Or what is it that starts with a T up there? Tamacachura?
Temecula?
I think that's,
oh,
like,
Temecula.
That's closer Temecula. To San Diego. That's like no, half that's, an hour from where we are. 40,
that's considered Inland Empire, though.
Yeah, that's not Orange County.
Maybe not.
Yeah, that's part of Riverside County.
I don't know. It's
nice
somewhere down
wine
there.
Country area.
Yeah, they got kick-ass vineyards.
But, yeah. So, like, this whole south side screws me up on where people are. And...
Yeah, Southern California is just, it's huge. It's just everything's, you know, like people always hear of all these different names of places, but everything's just so spread out.
What I forgot was how flat it is down here, too. There's no buildings built up. Like,
no, yeah.
As
no.
You, if you're on the County. Highways, you do not see any high rises except for, like, Long Beach. There's right. a black triangle pyramid that oh, I
that's
forgot
a college.
About.
Yeah.
It's a college.
And I was,
yeah.
as we're driving by, yeah, that's, is that?
This basketball stadium at the... Whatever college that is. Long Beach something?
Is that Long Beach
Yeah,
college?
Cal State Long Beach.
Yeah, Cal State Long Beach.
Yeah.
And I was driving on the highway and coming to meet you guys, and I looked over and was like, when did they build a Lexer here? And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's that stupid college building. But I forgot how flat it was out here. And then there's like, I passed a military base that I swear was growing weed.
In Irvine? Maybe in Irvine. There's a military base like right off of Barranca in Irvine.
Oh, that's a like an army reserve.
This was on the 405 though. There's like some
the
bunkers and stuff
it,
and there's a bunch of crops.
Oh, no, he's talking
it.
About Seal Beach area.
Beach,
yeah,
right?
Seal
Navy,
Beach area.
The Navy base over there?
That's the Naval.
I don't know geography. Don't ask me.
It's part of the Navy, yeah.
Okay.
In the Navy.
And I swear there are stocks of
really?
Marijuana.
It's quite possible.
I gotta drive over there now.
I was like, great. The military is growing out here.
They're testing it.
Military grade.
I tried my first cannabinoid patch. It didn't work.
Is that like a Thrive patch?
I don't know what that is.
Is that what Thrive was had the CBD in it?
No, it was just one of those things that are supposed to be full of vitamins that get you all hyped up.
No, no, this was actual.
It's supposed to be like a pain patch.
The CBD oil without the THC in it.
Now I've got some now.
You got some what?
Some of the CBD oil that's a.
Oh, like a salve?
A salve.
That's what I want.
That's dude, what we hear works better, actually.
That shit works great.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Nice.
When
to
I
find
was
one that
doing the Jesse Fry shows and playing bass like crazy, I was doing Jesse Fry and Drag the Ocean stuff all at once, mm-hmm. getting ready for our show that never happened. My hands started hurting really bad, and my thumb started hurting. And I've had carpal tunnel in the past.
Yeah, fuck.
And they kept hurting, kept hurting, kept hurting. My thumb, even after I played the Jesse Fry show, this thumb over here never really, it was always just like a constant pain running
right,
through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm.
And a buddy of mine brought me some down a few weeks ago, and I've been rubbing it on. Gone.
So
nice, dude.
Gone.
That,
my hands feel great.
Though, didn't
that's
do
awesome.
Shit.
And I can sit there and I can play because I'll sit there and play in my downtown around the house or go play with Drag the Ocean,
right,
and we're
right.
all playing heavy stuff where I'm moving like nuts.
Nice.
And, yeah, stop.
Good commercial for it, man. It's effective.
It works. So if you can get it. So where are we at legal wise down here?
Right now it's medical, and then January 2018, it's
becomes
recreational
legal, like Colorado.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so stupid that they
believe
wait
it or not.
January.
We actually voted no on making.
Well, they
it
had
legal.
It right
Why?
On the legislature though.
Because when you read, he said, when you read like the actual. Politics of it, it makes it to where the government controls it more. So there's like a lot of stuff that you can't get, right?
Yeah, I thought it would have been better to keep it medical and just fine-tune that.
Are they going to take the stuff like gummies and stuff out?
There's
stuff
no more edibles. No more edibles in
at
the
all?
Shelves?
No. There's still some.
Said?
Just none that, like you said, the gummy bears, like anything that's candy,
that
kind of
can be marketed
children,
for
yeah.
kids. But like,
right.
Seattle's
you.
That way.
That's crazy.
Or Washington State's that way. But
right,
you can still get truffles. So
yeah, you get those.
Truffles like chocolate truffles?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's
brownies.
Good.
Oh, my God.
The chocolate
good.
Bars. I think we can still get those, I think. Kiva bars.
I was kind of shocked that I didn't see a bunch of dispensaries. Are they still hidden now? Do they still
not
keep
necessarily
them on mark?
They're all over the place here.
There's a lot, especially in Venice. If you walk down...
Oh, yeah, Venice has got a ton. They're like in New York, like trying to get you to come in with signs.
I saw those, but... Are they selling to tourists that just walk by? You can't
in
do that.
In Venice, yeah.
Venice,
they're
they
like
will?
Advertising, get your,
to get your card.
And
yeah,
so you
they're just
buy.
Trying to get your card.
Yeah.
So they give you a card as you walk in.
Pretty
it's like
much.
A frequent buyer.
But here in Garden Grove,
at the grocery store?
Yeah, Garden Grove's got tons of dispensaries.
Really?
Here in Garden Grove,
in South Orange County, there are hardly any.
That's why Eric likes playing here.
They just deliver only in South Orange County.
Yeah, the place that we get
they deliver?
Gets from.
They deliver, but there's no actual dispensaries down there, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like,
you have to go to North Orange County to go to a dispensary.
Hmm. And, okay. And so they everything's available here.
Mm-hmm.
You get the...
Yeah.
Yeah, right now everything is, yeah.
You can, okay.
Yeah.
And, but when they make it legal in 2018, they're going to take away the...
Like all the candy looking
stuff.
Ones.
Is there anything else they're going to try to take away? The medical stuff, like the lotions and...
I don't think so. Not that I heard of, anyways. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. What do you guys got going on in Texas? Are you guys medical or
nothing?
Nothing. Wow, really?
Nothing.
So it's not legal of any kind
no.
right now?
No.
Texas is a real conservative state,
though. It's being talked about right now for the medical reasons.
Okay.
And, you know, that's just open the door.
Right.
Because everybody does
it's gonna happen.
Medical.
Yeah.
I mean, Washington and Colorado are the ones that were like, yeah, fuck this medical shit. We're going full on.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of... Texas will have to... Get it going
there.
And everybody be cool with it. And then it's like, all right, well, anybody can get it now.
Right.
But.
What seems to be the mindset of more like the, you know, the people, not so much the government, but the people.
Everybody wants it.
Really?
Everybody wants it. Everybody wants it for the.
Even more like the conservatives even.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, yeah like awesome. I work with a bunch of your stereotypical redneck conservatives and all of them want it just because of the medical benefits. And
yes.
if it's done right, then there's a crap ton of money that can come in.
Definitely, man. And it's always been that way. I mean, it's you know, that's like the one thing. It's like it doesn't matter which side you're on, what your political views are. I mean, you know, it's
your tax,
people generally,
like go to Colorado and you buy something, there's a 25% tax on it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I
feel like Eric and I are very lost. We're just like,
I'm following,
okay, Eric, so
I don't really care.
what about crack and cocaine around here? I know
crack
you're
cocaine.
Big on that scene. And
heroin.
He's real big on the heroin scene, actually.
You sling a lot through Inglewood and Compton.
All
riding
of
the horse around.
He's also Malibu's most wanted.
He is.
No.
Do you?
I don't know.
Do you smoke any?
No,
do
you, anything.
You
are you?
Didn't
are you,
you
completely straight edge now?
No, not completely. I'll drink here and there.
You will?
Now, Eric parties once in a while.
He once in a while.
A little edible here and there.
Party boy.
On Jesus' birthday?
Yeah.
Didn't you give him some, like, one time?
Twice, yeah.
This makes me sleepy. I don't get the point.
I'm not a fun person.
It all depends on what you have, though.
It's better than making you sleepy. You had a better time than you remember.
You had a better time.
I haven't done any of the marijuanas in, like, 12 years. Before I met you.
Yeah.
13 years.
Yeah. I don't think it's good to do before a podcast.
So you just do
it's pretty
dust
bad.
I have something different.
All
for
of
you
it,
to try.
Yeah. Angel dust, PCP, heroin,
all
crack,
of it.
Coke.
I'm gonna try shrooms next. I've never tried
shrooms, acid.
That's
all
my
of
next
it.
Thing.
So that's what I'm very interested. And like I was telling you guys earlier, I've heard from two or three people that a sensory deprivation chamber gives you the same effects as LSD and shrooms.
Much rather try that than actually do it.
That's a good like kind of warm up.
And I want to do it so bad. Like Jennifer and I have been looking at it, and there's a place in Fort Worth that does it, and they do it right.
Nice.
And because
how much does it cost?
Your soul.
How can you help me? How much can it really be? Just to stick you inside
you,
a fucking.
I don't know, like 60
it's
bucks.
It's an hour
80 bucks?
Each. Time and okay. I think they sell two sessions for $60. I think
that's
is
not that
it
bad.
Is.
At all.
I would imagine it's kind of like going like to get a massage, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. That's
massages
what I equated
are way more
it to.
Expensive than that.
And you think about this is a massage for your mind.
Yeah.
And from everybody I've talked to, they're like, they've walked out of there been like in super hardcore creative states.
Oh wow.
Okay. Or they have, it's opened them up to focus on things they need to get done.
That's awesome.
And push stuff away that's been bothering them.
I need that. I need that.
Jim should do that.
And Jim, yeah, yeah, he should.
And yeah, so I've been really, really interested on doing them.
My chiropractor actually told me about that. There's a place in Newport Beach that does it. There's,
really?
It's like a saltwater tank, and you actually float in the water, and there's so much salt in it that you can't drown. Yeah. Like, you only float, and they put you, it's pitch dark.
Oh,
completely
awesome.
Silent.
I need that in my life.
You like close yourself in there for like an hour.
It's warm water.
Yeah.
So as your body gets used to it, yeah.
I mean, nice. Yeah.
As your body gets used to it, the temperature that you just don't feel it anymore.
Okay.
It's gone.
Wow. It's like this neutral state.
I would do that.
You're floating in space.
I'm too scared to do any shrooms or anything like that.
What about the what he's talking about though? Like just doing the.
I just said yeah. I do.
You would do
that? Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's do it tomorrow.
Fucking
let's go.
Okay.
Want to do it?
Yeah, let's go.
Take Aiden. We'll fucking do it.
Let's do it.
Aiden. On.
We're doing this thing here. It's sensory deprivation. As he's young,
deprived.
He's just
sensories.
Like, oh my God. 12 years old. Talk about chasing the dragon.
Totally.
How does that happen again?
Unlock his creative. I'm going to shut up.
It could.
I wonder if that would actually be bad or if it could be good.
For someone that young?
Yeah.
How
I'm
old
just
is
wondering
he?
If like it's not enough there to benefit from that yet, you know what
that'd
I'm saying?
That'd be strange.
He might just be bored out of his fucking mind.
Or putting him ahead, like way ahead of the
or
game.
Or he'd go in there and lay down for about 5 minutes, come out and go, all right, I need my phone. I'm going to play Minecraft.
Something.
Something.
No, I'm totally game for that. That sounds awesome.
That
I would do that.
Awesome.
I'm too scared to do shrooms or anything like that, and I feel like if you go into that type of thing scared, it's going to be a bad experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I'm kind of nervous to do it because I'm afraid of what, like,
that's where I'm like too nervous. Like, I don't know what would happen. I don't want to have anything bad happen.
Will it make me insane? Will something break and I'll come out? And just be like,
I feel like I'll actually become crazy and kill someone.
Yeah, that's the only thing I fear. And that's what always feared me about crazy psychedelic drugs like LSD and stuff was like
permanent damage.
I have friends that are permanently damaged from stuff they did.
My niece's dad is permanently damaged from doing psychedelics.
Yeah.
I have a friend like that too. Irie Mike. That was his name. Yeah. He's just...
One of them's running around here somewhere.
Oh, really?
Have you ever done any type of psychedelic or anything?
I have, yeah.
I'm too scared.
Yeah, I did LSD 3 times.
Acid. Oh, wow.
Wow.
And
I'm too scared.
Yeah. It was the first time I didn't know.
No fucking way. Are you
really?
Serious?
Yeah.
That was
there's
like
been 2 times in my life that people have done shit that I didn't know about.
Oh, my God.
Spiked your drink or
Eric
something?
Does it every day.
That's just live in an altered state.
He just goes around town just spiking.
Wait, you spike
like
yourself?
No.
I think the last time I smoked weed, it was spiked.
One of my personalities spikes the other personality. So
there you
this
go.
Guy.
Wow. That explains so much. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the last time I smoked weed, it was spiked with something. I think that might be why I
that
don't
happened
like
to
doing
me one
it.
Night.
I felt like I had like little tiny needles like all in my body. Like I felt like, you know, those little cactuses that have like the very fine, fibrous type needles. That's what it felt like. I had like little needles
that's
all over
exactly
my body.
Exactly what happened to me.
And wow. That's why I think that's why I don't like smoking weed. Is that last experience I had? I think it was laced
don't blame
with something.
The weed.
I nearly killed
it.
The guy. Like literally killed the guy that. We were having a party.
Wouldn't that be crazy if he was actually a murderer? Like, he really did kill this guy?
And he pulls out a joint, and he's like, everybody's passing around, and it came to me. I was like, all right, whatever. Just a little bit, you know, no big deal. And then I started feeling weird. I started feeling like everything's tingling in my hair.
Wow.
I felt like
fucking weird.
Like my hair was laying down, but it felt like all my hair stood
yes.
up. And I'm going, what's going on here?
Man.
Something
and
was
I start
in
feeling
it.
Weird. I'm like, man, what is up? And he goes... Oh shit, man! There's crystal in that, and I went.
Oh my
what?
God! Oh, wait, did he? He didn't know either.
He grabbed the wrong one. He had one that was laced.
Oh, okay. So he's like, "Oops, sorry, dude."
I'm fairly certain the one I had was like laced with. It wasn't a joint. They smoked out of a pipe. But I remember I was in my kitchen, and my little brother was looking at me. He was probably like 10.
You're doing drugs in front of your little brother?
No, I was at. I was in continuation school. And I was like
doing drugs?
I thought I was so cool. And I was smoking weed with the guys at school, and I was like, okay, I'll try it. And I went home, and I just remember I was in the corner of the kitchen, and I leaned against the pantry, and I like slid down the wall. And my little brother was like, are you okay? Do I need to call 911? I was so fucked up. I felt like I had little needles all over my body, something was not good, and ever since then I hated, like, I hated weed. Smoke, the first time I ever smoked Tronit, I threw up.
Don't blame the weed.
I'm blaming it. I mean, I'm blaming it. What are you going to do?
Do you better weed.
Maybe.
User error.
Quite yeah, totally.
ID10T error.
Being here and living here, do y'all see a bunch of people that are just fried stoner potheads?
Always.
That, yeah. And you always wonder, like, is this because it's somewhat legal? And are these people ever going to mount anything? Or
I think it's just more normal. Like, when you meet someone, most likely they smoke weed or they've tried it. Every guy I've ever dated in my entire life has smoked weed.
Oh, damn. I wanted to be different.
Every single guy. And it's not like I knew ahead of time. I would just find out. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Maybe that's part of their...
I attract
hormones
potheads.
That you Maybe. Smell and you're like,
wow,
that's what it is.
Look what you attract.
Yeah, I do.
You attract stoners.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, and that's weird because all the time I've spent in Colorado, in Denver, I hang out with the people that you would stereotypically think are stoners and potheads. The snowboarders.
Oh, yeah. That happens a lot out here,
the
though.
The pro snowboarders, the graffiti artist, the tattoo artist. The DJs,
right?
None of them smoke.
They're like super clean, super healthy.
Super yeah. clean. They don't even drink beer. Like, you have to find someone that will drink alcohol because right. all of them are like, I don't anything fucking up what I've got going on.
Right.
I don't need any hindrance. I'm working. I'm grinding. I don't want.
Yeah.
I think Eric's the first guy I ever met that like didn't regularly smoke weed. I always felt like the odd person out because I don't. And I don't care. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want, but it's not just not for me.
Did it disappoint you when he did edibles twice?
Not at all.
I don't like the idea of smoking just in general. Like, I don't get the point of putting that shit in your lungs.
Yeah.
Cigarette or wedding type of cigarette.
I'm not big on smoking. I like edibles, but it's not like I've done them a zillion times or anything.
I'm curious about edibles. I'm too scared to try it right now, so I don't think it's like that's like a good place to be before you try it.
You have a lot of fear in your life.
I have a lot of drug fear. My dad was my real biological dad was a druggie, so I think that's why I'm so scared to try anything because I feel like I would like it too much.
I think that's part of my problem too, and all my friends growing up, I was their babysitter and I watched what they went through and what happened with them, and you know, acid was one thing. They would all do acid and you'd have fun with them. But someone would start smoking, someone would freak out, someone would eat edibles, someone would freak out, and someone started doing harder stuff and would get angry and start,
right.
you know, punching the windows out and shit. And they wake up and there's glass and blood all in their fist and you're like, knuckles.
Good times.
One of my friends from my preteen years turned into like meth heads. And I didn't talk to them. Like, I wasn't like really close friends with them anymore, but that was just like the thing that people did in North Long Beach when I grew up out there. They just all turned into meth heads.
Well, it's because they were trying to be rap stars. They were trying to, maybe. You know, have it rough to have something to rap.
Are you
about.
Saying all her friends were black?
Kids, just not say rap stars, no to though. Drugs. Or yes.
Dang, white
depending.
Devil. God.
Or yes to them.
Okay.
Say right. yes to all the drugs. All of them.
Say yes to the drugs.
I've always liked people like that, by the way. The ones where they're just like, yeah, you
fuck
got drugs.
It, let's go.
They didn't even ask what you have. There's, you have drugs? Like, fuck yeah.
Do it, all of it.
Those people are always great. They're great to know. There's not a lot of them, but when you
what
meet
are
them.
They?
We were in a strip club the other couple of months ago, and the girl goes, like, she was, you know, they have the girls are down with stage. They walk around. They're looking for clients to hook up with or yeah. whatever, you know. They're trying to sell lap dances, whatever.
Never
and
been
she
to
immediately.
A strip club, I don't know.
You don't? What,
never
what are you
been
doing
to
tonight?
Is this a strip club? Fuck.
But, sorry, like, this girl was up. Walking around, and she walks up to us, and we'd all just come from a concert. There was, like, about 10 of us. I think it was the Mastodon Eagles of Death Metal concert we came out of. And she just walked up and goes, all right, who's got the drugs? And I started laughing. I pointed to my buddy Dave. It's like, he's the one with all the drugs. And she went right over there and goes, I hear you're the one with all the drugs. What you got? Let's go.
Oh, my God.
What?
And she was serious about it. I was like, like
that's
just like
thing?
That.
The closest thing
weird.
I went to a strip club was a Fever Dream show. And that was like, there was like that stripper locker room. Remember when you guys had to shit set
yeah,
up?
Yeah, club something or other. That shit place up in Fullerton.
Oh,
yeah.
Bear, it used to be a bear club or something,
it
right?
It was a strip club, remember?
Yeah, it was a strip club. So a lot of people would show up thinking it was still a strip club, but they were like, oh, fuck, it's a band.
There
club.
Were stripper poles on the stage.
Yeah, there was
and
two
there was like, the band would go through like the stripper locker room.
Yeah.
The drums were between the two stripper yeah, poles and the amps were on the outside of the poles.
That's the closest to a strip club I've ever been.
Yeah. There was a strip club that changed to a venue for a short little time up in Arlington, but they took the poles out. They were at least...
It had a little class. A
little class.
I think it turned back into a strip club.
Oh, it did, really?
It might have.
Yeah.
It was like a temporary thing.
I don't know if they're making enough money, the bands.
This band thing ain't working. Let's
get more money off of ass.
That's sure. what it is. Someone tried sure. to go legit. It's like, we're going to turn this into a band place. They're like, what was no, this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work.
Forget it. The poles were there. Yeah, remember the back room had all it was a bunch of lockers and a giant mirror.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they got to purge themselves up. Yeah.
Well, hey, they got to make everyone realize it's a strip club. That's before we went inside.
There was one stripper like, who showed up all fucking all coked out, like he's walking in like I'm late for work, and then like looked at us all like, oh fuck, where am I in the wrong place?
It's false. Absolutely false. It's absolutely false.
And her name was Becky.
Yes.
And she went by Shardstar.
I moonlight as a stripper.
Shardstar.
Nobody wants to see any of that.
Now welcome to the stage.
Shardstar. Yeah, I would love to watch a hidden camera at a strip like, show.
How about you guys just go...
just jiggly fucking fat ass...
Shardstar?
Pasty white bitch.
What would the song be?
Oh,
I'm trying to think of a song.
Absolutely.
Like an AC/DC song.
The whitest like Motley Crue song ever on the planet. Looks to kill some shit.
Just straight up Gold Digger.
Yeah. Gold Digger.
Kanye.
I would never fuck that guy. No. Fuck awesome. Kanye and his dumb face.
What
never
about,
gonna happen.
What about Jamie Foxx? I mean, you know, he's the other half
of
that.
He's okay, but...
Jamie Foxx. He's funny?
No.
He could do Shenanigans while you guys are going at it?
I thought that was Martin Lawrence.
Who?
That was Martin Lawrence.
Shenanigans?
Wait, it was Martin Lawrence.
You think of the one from Living Color, but I forget the character's name.
No, Shenanigans was Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, that's Jamie Foxx.
Then what was the Martin Lawrence character, the next door neighbor, the girl that always harassed him?
Yeah, the character.
Isn't that the one he's made 20,000 movies out of?
Kind of.
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Matilda?
No, not the fat black lady.
Fat Mama's House, Big Mama's House?
Big Mama's House. There's the other one.
Shenanigans was
I thought
Martin
it was
Lawrence,
Shenanigans.
Oh, shit. All right, listeners.
I don't know.
Right into Dustin Schneider.
If we had a producer here, just always blame it on a phantom producer.
Who's supposed to be your producer now? You've had, like, multiple people in...
I thought you guys had, what's her name?
Jason Tyree, or
no,
is that his
Susie,
name?
Susie Ramone.
Susie.
So.
Robo Pants. Yeah.
Susie, right?
So.
There was an issue with Susie, wasn't there?
She was too awesome?
No. Okay,
I mean,
I'll break all this down.
I love
for
Susie.
You. After I tell you this, you probably won't anymore.
But I do love her.
No, okay, so Will was our actual in studio
producer. I
remember
Will.
And he did a little bit of booking, but. His wife got pregnant. They were going to have their son, so he left. Mm-hmm. Then Shauna, my sister-in-law, filled in for a little while until she moved down here. Mm-hmm. And then we were looking for someone, and Susie said she'd step in. The thing is, Susie isn't into what we're into.
Okay.
And it was about the time where we were going to cut her loose, and she... It was kind of a mutual thing. Like, she's like, I'm not giving you guys what you want. I don't understand how to get a hold of people of what you want.
She also does, like, with Funky Town, too, right? She kind
of think, yeah, she's like permanently part of him or something like that. Which is fine, because what Jeff wants to focus on is her scene. And she knows all those people.
That's cool.
We were getting her, we were having problems with her reaching out to nationals.
Okay.
And that are coming to town and stuff, which Shauna was grabbing and getting.
Wow.
And so that's what the issue was. And I, you know, it's either she didn't know how or just whatever. And she didn't know exactly what we wanted just because of the genre of music. She doesn't listen to what we really like.
Gotcha.
So it was all good. I mean, it's all
fine.
Are
you saying because she's a Morrissey fan?
Okay, let's not hate on Morrissey.
Yes, she's a huge Morrissey fan.
That's a fabulous thing. I'm just going to throw that out there. I love it.
Dustin's like, why did I come out here and bother? Now we're talking about Morrissey.
Morrissey. We had to bring Morrissey up in a room full
can
of Elvis posters.
And with a lot of Latinos in Orange County, no less. It's all going to be
I don't think he's
going to
be around much longer.
How fucking dare you?
I know. That's sad.
He's got cancer.
I know.
Isn't that terrible? It is totally terrible.
I'm not going to lie, though. The last show that we saw at
that
the...
That was seriously the best Morrissey
show. The best Morrissey show I've ever seen in my entire life.
And that's the other thing, is I think this last tour, everybody has said like he's been on
amazing. Oh my God, so fucking amazing. So much energy. Dying.
And like he's put...
Shut your mouth.
You're right.
That's the theory. It's like he put out his best tour as his last.
Absolutely. It was so fantastic. He had other people come out and sing other songs for him, too.
I've been watching Morrissey since he broke away from Dismissal Most. And
like Serge Tarkin from System of a Down came out and sings.
Terrible.
Chester?
Disorder.
Did Chester Bennington come out?
Too soon.
Dude, I love the Serge.
He's on the edge.
Maynard.
He's breaking.
Came out.
He's breaking.
Oh, man. It'd be hilarious if there was like a Morrissey tribute album with all those artists.
Straight to hell.
So, yeah, since I've been here, this is one of the... I want to praise California for a few things.
It's hard to do.
There's not much.
It's hard to do.
Of course, the default facto is the weather.
You
oh my
fucking
God.
Brought Texas with you.
No, I didn't.
Son
we
of a
were
bitch.
In a venue that was
it
a
was
hole.
So hot. It was
no
fucking
wind was
devil's
blowing through
butthole
there.
In there.
Yeah,
it was so hot.
Yeah, how was that on stage?
It was fine for me. I don't know.
It's different when you're on stage.
I sweated all of my 900 balls off.
Around having fun.
We were in the shade though too. We had the one shaded spot was the
y'all
stage.
Were in the
I
shade.
Will,
that did
is,
work
I'm
out.
I'm gonna like burst your bubble real quick.
What's
is
that?
It burst your bubble or blow up your bubble? I don't know. But that's one thing I love about you on stage. You get so into the music. It's so fun to watch you play.
She did say that actually. Like right during the first song.
Yeah. I've never seen someone run around
but
and skank on
you.
Stage with a sax wrapped around.
Somebody's got it.
Yeah. Like, I was waiting for you to climb on the drum riser.
I wanted to for a second, but.
I thought you were going
oh my God,
you
should have.
You started kind of moving, like getting out of your
You were
horn
the
place.
Only horn person that moved around. It was fantastic.
Know.
You were going to do, like, a David Lee Roth kick off the drum riser?
Jump.
You know what? You know, I saw you backstage stretching too. I knew you were planning on doing a kick.
He was putting on his makeup.
No, you know
don't
what happened to me last weekend at my other band was playing the ScamaCon Fest, the big old like ska festival thing, and I made the move of going to the drum riser, but my cable wasn't long enough.
Oh,
and so I'm like, I'm gonna just pull it right, thinking my pedal will come with it.
Oh,
and I plugged it.
Oh my god!
Oh, no.
So I'm on the drum.
ScamaCon that happened.
I'm on the drum riser route. Trying to have a moment.
So,
dude, backfired.
So
totally
cool.
Backfired.
You fanboyed with your like your favorite
band. Yeah,
they
got
to
be my favorite band. Yeah.
Less than Jake.
Yeah. I didn't even know they were still around.
Yeah, like 25 years now.
And they're from here.
They're from Florida.
Florida.
Oh, I thought they were from here.
No, they're from Gainesville.
Oh, home of Tom Petty.
What? Yeah.
Mm. What? They're from Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah, Tom Petty's from Gainesville.
Okay.
Super.
Or right outside Gainesville. So, damn. I really thought they were from here.
No. Nah. Real Big Fish is from here.
There you go.
Real Big Fish is from Los
Angeles. And so is POD.
No, is he really?
And the Offspring.
POD is from here? I know the Offspring is. They
or
used
San Diego,
to rehearse
POD,
where you guys.
Right?
Yeah.
San Diego. Yeah.
No Doubt's from here, too.
Steve has a. Didn't Steve buy an amp off of Offspring?
And Deftones.
Or a bass play. A bass.
Yeah,
guitar.
He bought his amp from them.
Yeah. I swear. Okay, so here's one of the things that I want to praise. The weather was the first thing because.
Fuck the weather here. It's too hot.
No, 106 is too,
too
hot.
80 is too hot.
When I got off the plane.
You're built for like
I'm fucking,
Iceland.
I'm
when
so,
I walked out
I
of
am.
LAX, man, I had the biggest boner just because the weather
okay,
felt
but it
so
was
good.
9 o'clock.
It was, yeah.
It was in the morning.
It was still felt great.
California mornings are fantastic.
It's 80s.
Okay, but you were in the devil's butthole this morning. Be honest.
This morning?
I mean this afternoon. I know.
No, that was because no wind was coming in that
venue.
Yeah, we
were in a little
that's
pocket.
So but as soon as we walked,
it
got
was
into
nice
the
in the shade.
Shade
right?
When
it
we
was
got,
nice
when we
in the
walked
shade.
Outside of the amphitheater in the little bar area, the wind was coming
it
through
was
there
okay.
Nice.
It
the
was
shade
like
82 was there.
Degrees today with a breeze.
It was great.
I'm not the best person to talk about the weather in California because anything over 80 degrees.
I'll judge later at the hotel room when I see how much cottage cheese I have in my underwear. Wait, did I just say that out loud? Shit.
He's got swamp ass. He's creating a lot of kefir in his underpants right now.
Oh, God. Crotch kefir.
Can I sell this?
Kefir.
Crotch kefir.
In California, probably.
Is there someone that wants this?
Go to a specialty. Fucking hippie store.
Go to the
got
that
anal
kefir.
Anal kefir.
I got your fix. I got your fix.
I got some anal gottage for you.
Oh, God.
That's the worst. Anal kefir. Oh
so, okay, such. Going back to the music thing and away from the anal kefir, anal kefir Sutherland, is K-Rock.
Yeah.
Landed, and we were driving around the rental car. I had nothing. We were just all talking. And I was like, man, I need some tunes going. So flipped on K-Rock. It's nice to have a station like that.
Yeah, oh, is
ours
it?
Is
I
closed.
I thought you said you were disappointed.
No, ours was closed.
You guys don't have a kind of like K-Rock type station?
It used to be The Edge, and after, I don't know, 30 years or something like that, they
what?
Called it quits.
That's a pretty major market for that
yeah.
kind of station to go
and
away.
They were...
Yeah, I think that music would be really big where you're at, so why wouldn't they have a station?
That's crazy.
They called it quits. Oh, that's my phone. Sorry.
I love
but they
K-Rock.
It was mainly alternative with a little bit of rock.
Okay.
But we also have a rock into metal station.
No, that's cool. Okay.
And so when Clear Channel came through and bought a bunch of station stuff, the Edge was kind of going down, so they took the Edge format and mixed it with the metal station. So now it's all one. So you could actually be sitting there listening to Metallica, and then No Doubt will come on. You know, it's right. a big jump.
Kind of like Jack FM out here, almost.
And also yeah. Star 98.7 is like that now, too.
So here. It's but listening to K-Rock out here, I get to hear Ralph Garman on something that isn't a podcast.
Oh, Ralph Garman
Kevin
is
and
on
Bean.
Kevin and Bean yeah. in the
Kevin
morning.
And Bean,
yeah.
yeah. So that was kind of cool.
Do you listen to them their show normally in
no.
Texas? Because I know they...
They're
on the internet, aren't they?
Well, yeah. they convert it into a podcast, right?
Yeah,
it's also a podcast.
Or they edit down the
kind
show
of,
into
yeah.
a podcast. And I've heard it a couple times, but it was good just hearing him pop up on radio ads and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, okay,
he
cool.
doesn't
I know
like
that
Ralph Garman.
Well, you're a fucking faggot. Get out of here.
Well, I saw Ralph liking him, and then there was a period in the K-Rock years where I don't know what was going on in his life, but he was like just asshole for a while, and then he's kind of come back around, like he's kind of mellowed out again.
Well, see, that aspect,
yeah.
I only hear him on the podcast,
right?
And that's what I like.
Did we see Babylon or no? We saw Kevin, Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. That's what we
yeah.
saw live. It was pretty awesome.
I tried to see if they were going to be broadcasting live last year, and it wasn't.
There might be a Babylon or a Kevin in, or a,
they're all out of the country.
Whatever.
They're all
Are
out of
they?
The country right now.
They
yeah.
do at the Irvine Improv a lot.
So, but what was cool was hearing as we're cruising around, like they deliberately make blocks that are all Southern California bands.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
And it's pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah.
Because as you're playing through from one commercial break to another, you're like, oh, okay. They're from Southern. There's Chili Peppers, okay, mm-hmm. and there's System of a Down, okay.
Right.
They do
and
a locals only.
Sublime, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Cat Corbett does like a locals only little spot where there's all local bands.
Cold War Kids. Band. I mean, K-Rock was huge at making you know helping
Cold War Kids
blow up. Yeah.
Well Hung Heart, they reached out to you guys
uh-huh.
for.
Oh yeah, right.
They're
yeah.
on the locals only spot on
we
K-Rock
played
a
with
lot.
Them. Remember
they
that?
Did yeah. it at a Doll
years
Hut.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah, at Doll Hut.
Dude, they watching her sing is fucking hot.
Yes.
She's
yeah.
awesome.
She's hot.
She is
yeah,
hot.
She's hot and
yeah.
awesome. She's
yes.
both kinds.
She posts these photos every once in a while. I'm like, good lord.
Greta, she's
I'm
gorgeous.
Readjust my...
Your pants. Greta Valenti.
Lenti.
Greta
yeah.
Valenti.
Yeah.
Well Hung Court.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
They came
really
through
awesome
not
live.
Too long ago, and I was pissed because I didn't even see them coming. It was on a festival.
K-Rock's actually starting to... Kind of,
yeah, they play them a lot because they're. If you listen to Kevin and Bean, there's a K-Rock's Chip. She's a little. She works for Kevin and Bean. She's the bass player of Well Hung Heart.
Oh, really?
So they're. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Chip.
Okay.
Yeah, Chip is the bass player for Well Hung Heart right now.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
When they played with you guys there, there was no bass player.
No,
there was
yeah.
only the guitar player, Dave.
They were kind of doing like a Royal Blood kind of.
Yeah, it's just
yeah.
the three of them.
There was no bass player?
Which is fucking amazing.
No.
Yeah, there was.
The
no.
guitar player had like. 4 amps.
Remember he was doing like the Royal
and there was
Blood
like
thing?
Different
yeah.
sounds
he was
coming
splitting.
Out of each
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah. Which is fucking amazing, man. That
you
awesome.
Missed that opportunity.
Dude, that was the hottest fucking...
Imagine going playing bass with that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
God.
Right. Massive
I mean,
lady boner.
Greta kept trying to talk to you, too.
No, she didn't.
She that could have been your one.
She tried talking to our singer.
I had actually, major yeah, lady boner. She would like get up on the stage and she was singing on the bar. Like, on the bar.
She was
oh
up on the bar
God.
Singing. It was fucking hot.
Yeah. What is this? Totally what is she doing the next couple days?
I think they have a show tonight,
the
actually.
The Doll
What?
Oh, they
yeah,
might.
Yeah,
oh, dude,
probably in L.A. area.
They live right here in Orange.
The entire Doll Hut would fit into this room we're in now. That's how like small a place it was.
Two of them would fit in here. Doll Hut is tiny.
Now, wait. Is the Doll Hut closed?
No, it's open.
Okay. They didn't move or anything?
No.
Nope, same place.
Same little place.
When we first moved to Anaheim, the Doll Hut was just like this creeper little
For a while
Mexican
there.
Bar for a while. And then this guy bought it back and turned it back into the Doll Hut. And they just did a documentary on it.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, did you already see it?
No, it was out there. I haven't
I
watched
it. Was out already.
All right, I don't see them. The cool thing about Well Hung Heart is that they were one of the first bands to do a 360 video.
Really?
Yeah, using a 360 camera.
Okay.
Wow, I didn't
and
know that.
And they did a full music video in full 360, and it's pretty crazy, but they got like 6 million hits.
Wow, did they really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Holy because shit. Of... Well,
I'm surprised
you got your band
she's an
and
editor,
stuff.
Too. I think she kind of works in that business.
You got your band and stuff, but then you also, you know, and it's a music video for your band, right. So you have those fans. But then you got a lot of people. This is when 360 cameras were first coming out.
Right.
And a lot of people want to see the technology and stuff, and they actually animated 360 to where it's moving on a track and
that's
stuff
badass.
And comes out.
Okay. What video is this for? What song?
Oh.
Fuck. How did we miss that? Do you
is
remember
today the
that?
29th or the 30th?
Today's the 30th.
Oh, never mind. They played last night.
God.
Where?
Aztecas? No. Skins Music Fest.
That's not here.
I don't know where that is.
That sounds sexy.
Skins.
Yeah, she's fucking way hot.
I gotta find that video. I'm not sure what song it was.
I'm sure it's on their website, though.
Yeah, it probably is. Looking here. I'm producing the show.
Her Touch and the guitar player are married.
Oh, they are?
Oh, they're actually married?
Oh, yeah, they're interesting. Married.
Oh, I thought they were just... I knew they were a couple. I didn't know they were married.
No, they're married.
Guess we need to move in and break that up.
He's a foreigner, man. You have a chance.
Oh,
he's
just
one of those English guys.
Oh, yeah. That's why they got married. Was
he
for
just
a
got
green
his,
card.
He just got his green card. He became official.
I call fraud.
That's why they got married.
I call fraud.
They were married years ago. This why are you guys such haters?
This isn't solid.
Don't hate on their love. You don't know
this
their life.
This isn't solid.
I love him as a guitar player. He's amazing. Especially
dude,
that
he
night
was
that
fucking
we played
badass.
With him. I mean, see,
it sounded
that's
like
how
he
awesome
was playing bass and guitar at the same time.
Now that they're married, I remember, honestly.
I remember her being
of course you
good
do.
On stage and stuff
of
like that,
course
stage presence, but I don't remember that much about him. Besides that.
She's a star for sure.
All the videos I've seen, she's very animated. I mean, all joking aside, yeah, she's very, very animated, a very good...
Definitely, definite star.
Very good stage
woman.
Presence,
Huh. So...
You should hashtag Well Hung Heart for this show.
Yeah,
well
that'll scare them away. Because, the next time they come through Dallas, I'd like to... Sit down with them and have some fun. And
not for sure, dude.
Stuff.
I'm sure they would.
Because I
you're sure? Like you know them?
No,
I'm sure.
They seem cool as fuck.
They are.
They seem pretty nice.
Yeah,
I guess I didn't know who they were till you said something, and then I went and looked up all their stuff as we're trying to spread word about getting them shows.
Yeah,
and
they
stuff,
were trying to find people to book them.
I was like, this
in,
shit's fun
in Texas.
It's really good,
dude. It's an awesome show. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, she's totally fun to watch. Her energy is fucking awesome.
Yeah, she is.
And she's gorgeous.
She drinks lots of protein shakes.
She's got nice boobs.
That's a big deal out here, isn't it? Protein shakes.
Protes. He's all about protes.
I don't, I'm not into working out or exercise.
You just want protes.
None of that. Just the protes.
Just protes.
Let's just do some
protes. Fuck exercise, clearly. I mean, clearly. Obviously, I don't exercise. That's a given.
I mean, you don't get this feminine physique by exercising.
That's true.
You have nice boobs.
Thank you for enjoying my boobs.
Talking about my boobs.
Oh, my,
they are also
my
yours.
Boobs.
I was going to say.
Together we have nice boobs, though.
Together well, we have
there
great
you go.
Boobs.
Yeah. So, K-Rock.
Well hung
that's
boobs.
That's a good thing.
K-Rock's great. I love K-Rock. I didn't know about K-Rock until I was 12.
San Diego's got a
I lived in North Long Beach. And
is
the
that
area,
where the Mormons are?
No, the area of North Long Beach I lived in was mostly...
Can't get radio
rap.
Signal for some reason.
The one part of America
rap.
That has no
and
radio
I didn't
stations.
Like rap as a, like
surrounded
a kid,
by aluminum
so I listened
foil.
To Beatles and Black Sabbath and all the shit that my dad listened to. And then I moved to Lakewood, and then everybody listened to K-Rock. And I was like, oh, I'm so cool. I'm going to listen to K-Rock, too. And I did.
San Diego's got a pretty cool sort of their own K-Rock. I actually like it a little better, 91X.
Can you get it from here?
Not usually. There's little pockets. Uh-huh. It doesn't usually come up this far north, though. But
so, no.
Okay.
But if you're ever in San Diego, though, if you like K-Rock, you'll love 91X.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
You don't listen to satellite radio?
I canceled my satellite subscription, actually.
That's pretty much all I listen to now.
Yeah, I canceled mine, too. Yeah, mine.
I love it.
I was listening to so much other, like, streaming music.
Yeah.
Billing out my own playlist stuff, and then podcast. And Howard was pissing me off. Because it's, I'm going to come to work for one day, and then I'm going to leave for 3 weeks, and I'm going to come back for 3 days, and then I'm going
to
leave for another 2 weeks.
Do you still listen to him?
That's pretty much why, yeah.
Howard
yeah.
is Cher's really? Boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
No, I love Howard.
So this is
I
bad.
Do.
This
but
I haven't
would,
listened to Howard in so long.
So, I loved, you know, what he was doing, and but you can get it a day later, or later that afternoon can, right. through BitTorrent.
Yeah.
So you can go just listen to it, or someone will put it up on YouTube. So it's like, why am I going to pay whatever it is a month for this ass clown that's not even showing up?
And was that pretty much the only reason you had satellite?
He
was just for
that was pretty much
it.
Oh,
wow, he yeah. does 3 days a week now, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, and it's like his vacation's gotten retarded, though, too, because he'll do like 3 days 1 week
Jesus.
And then take 2 weeks off and then come back, do 2 weeks of 3 days and then take another week off. And yeah. you're like, come
How
on.
How nice to be that rich where you're just like, fuck work. Yeah.
So he bought
it's a... his deal, man. Yeah. He made that company.
Totally.
And his building on the Upper East Side, his apartment's $15 million.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Jeez.
When him and Beth were dating, he bought the apartment above him for $15
million. Holy shit.
So then he had construction done so they could put in a spiral staircase to
no
connect both
way.
Apartments and make them one.
Holy crap.
For another $8
million. Oh, my God.
And they
loaded.
Did some stuff to
Dude,
where it
like
was all one
the
unit.
The ultimate penthouse right there. Wow.
He made $500 million off the deal to Sirius XM.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just like, how can I, what, how can let me think of new ways to spend money?
I pretty yeah. much only listen to Lithium and the Beatles channel on Sirius. That's all I listen to.
Well, I was listening to Faction, right? Which is all like the punk and right. ska yeah. and the fucking hip hop every once in a while that irritate me.
Right.
It seems
enough,
like
though.
Every time I turn it on, it's Jason Ellis.
Yeah, he was the show for a while. Now they have Faction Talk, so he's on his own station.
Oh, so they pulled him off to bring the music back.
Yeah. And they,
good.
Well, here's what fucking sucks. They moved him over, and they got all these other talk show people on that. Jim Norton, whatever the guy's name
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's
oh,
got
yeah.
his own
awesome.
Show. They do their own Faction Talk, but then they took Faction, and they took away all the stuff I listened to, and now it's Guns N' Roses Radio.
Faction?
Yeah. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, it's fucking oh, retarded. Shit. I'm like, I don't know.
Is it just solid Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, then that dude, what's his name, Duff?
Yeah.
He comes on, he'll play for an hour, he'll play all old school punk rock, because that's what he likes or something. But it's like, what the hell happened to all the music? Like, it's gone.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That does suck.
I like about Lithium is Matt Pinfield is on there a lot, and he'll play a lot
yeah.
of
wow.
I fucking love 90s yeah. music, and he's on there a lot, and he gives you like the backstory
he'll
of all the
songs
yeah. and all the musicians.
Yeah. He has a show
Lithium,
too.
Lithium's pretty good. Yeah.
Hey, what's the JJTM policy on pee breaks?
Would you like to take one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've gone on 135.
Holy shit.
Wow. Okay, so here's the choose your own adventure.
You tell us.
Okay.
Because I am whatever y'all want to do. We can wrap this as being a show.
All right.
And then we could do one more.
Okay.
And that would cover me the entire time I'm in Europe.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Nice.
we're doing you a good. Okay.
So we could take a pee break and come back and do show number two.
All right. All right.
All right. Fucking do it.
And then we'll just do whatever.
Sweet.
Game.
We could talk to my son about the mosh pit he was in.
I need to urinate.
Did you mosh? Stay tuned for hearing how Parker Peterson got
so
pushed out of the mosh pit.
As we end this week. Because now I got to do y'all's thing where y'all used to do this.
Are we going to Ned end it?
Oh, yes, please, please,
oh
please,
God.
So I can have that recorded.
How did that go?
Yes. See you next Tuesday.
Oh.
All right.
They actually post their shows on Tuesdays.
Right.
We record
do.
Them on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So think about this, listening audience. We're all going to go take a pee.
I thought it was something special.
Right now.
Or is it?
On each other.
Yeah.
All right,
could
so.
Be other bodily fluids.
You'll hear part B of this.
Next time.
On
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And what do you say?
See you next Tuesday.